Embrace Your Geekiness Day is a day that allows geeks to show off their knowledge of video games and technology. But geek or not, do you think that you're welcoming towards everyone, or do you think you find yourself sticking to those who are like you? We ask these questions and more as we pose the question, how welcoming are you? On this episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. My name is Corinne, and I am hosting the call for tonight, and this is The Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and a mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot new topics Thursday through Sunday, and we're always looking for hot new topics. So don't hesitate to drop us a line at Facebook, and that's at Real Girlfriends Across America, and visit our website at realgirlfriends.org. Today, I have Judith, Annie, Tawanda, Kay, and a host of girlfriends listening or on the phone. So how's everyone doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. So like we said in the intro, today is Embrace Your Geekiness Day. So I'm going to start off the call by asking you, Judith, do you consider yourself a geek?
Kind of, yes. I do have a geek side. Yes, I do.
Okay, and what's that geeking side?
Excuse me?
What makes you a geek? So you said you had a geeky side?
Yeah. Books. I like to read a lot of books. And I'm into, collecting rocks. And I'm into my little rock collections, and basically that's what I think makes me a geek.
Okay. And I'm gonna ask you, Annie, before we start the show, do you consider yourself a geek, Annie?
Yeah, no. I'm not a geek. I can't sit still long enough to be interested in video games or anything like that. And when I ever played video games on the computer, it was so long ago, I don't even want to mention what it was because that's embarrassing. But basically, I can figure computers out. I can figure phones, the technology, but I'll figure it out just the point of what I need it for. I don't feel any need to delve any further into it.
Okay. And that's fair. I think to a point, I'm a geek because I'm into computers and things of that nature. But we're going to start off with our question of the day, which is, how welcoming are you? So I'm going to start off by asking you, Tawanda, do you consider yourself to be an inviting person?
Of course. I am definitely very welcoming. I'm all about relationship building. I'm all about listening and all of that great stuff. Absolutely.
Okay. And what about you, Kay? Do you consider yourself as a welcoming person?
I try to be. I can be. Sure, why not?
And what ways do you think you're welcoming?
I think that I try to take everyone at face value, at least from the jump. I try to, if people tell me that they are a certain way, I believe them until they tell me something different. So I try to give everybody equal footing with me when I first meet or talk with them.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you, Judith, do you think that there are certain things that you do that may give the impression to someone that you may not be inviting?
Me?
Excuse me? Me, right? Judith?
Judith, sorry.
I consider myself inviting. I like making friends, and I'm always smiling at people because I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I don't, the way society is now, to not be inviting, to not want to make friends, and to not want to build relationships, that's not going to get you far, in my opinion.
Okay. And what about you, Annie? Do you think that there's anything that you may do that gives the impression that you may not be a welcoming person?
Not usually. I try to be kind and smile at people. You never know what people are going through, and sometimes smiles, you know, can go a long way. I mean, the mask, it makes it a little difficult. but you can still smile with your eyes for the most part. But, I mean, I have been known to have a resting bad word face every once in a while. But I don't, you know, concentrating or something's going on, you know. So I try to watch that. I don't mean to, but I think sometimes I might.
Okay, so because you're aware of that about yourself, is there something that you do when you notice that you're doing that, giving that impression to people?
Yeah, I usually have to snap out of my daydreaming because apparently that's when it happens.
Okay, and how long does that usually?
It could be an hour long, you know?
Oh, it could be an hour long.
Well, if I'm at the DMV, I said it could be an hour long.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And so, Wanda, have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to be welcoming or inviting to someone, but something held you back?
Yeah, definitely. But I wanted to also comment on what you just said, because that's going to lead up to it. I had a friend of mine tell me about 2 weeks ago. She said, "You really act like you're nice, but you're really not." And I said, "Well, why do you say that?" And she said, "Because, you know, you didn't talk and blah, blah, blah." And what I had to explain to her that sometimes people don't realize, I said, "I'm extremely busy. And even though I've been here at your house, like I'm doing X, Y, and Z, like literally 8 days a week, 15 hours a day. And when you're focused and you're trying to get something done, you can't always, you know, be the social hour, and sometimes it can come off a certain type of way." So yeah, I've also had situations to where I may meet someone, and I'm normally welcoming because I don't want to be rude. And just like Annie just said, you know, you never know what people are in life. And my personality is really friendly and welcoming, but when I'm focused, it may appear not to be. But yeah, to answer the second question you just asked me, yeah, there's been times that I may, like if I see Kay, for example, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's Kay. I can't wait to speak to her and see how she's doing." And then I may get a vibe. Like I'm really big on vibes. And if the vibe is like not good or negative, then it may just change my whole situation because, you know, I like to do real and not fake. So there's been times when that has happened, and I avoid it being, you know, welcoming, basically.
Okay. Has there ever been an instance where you had to shake the bad vibe that you was getting just so you can get to, like, point D?
Gosh, yes, because unfortunately a lot of people carry negative vibes. Like with me, regardless of like where I am in life or what's going on, the thing people that's known me for a long time, they say, "Girl, I don't think you ever had a bad day," because they never can tell because of how I am. Like I'm always high on life, and that's just because of how my face is. So yeah, I've had situations to where I've had negative experiences and encounters, and for a couple of seconds it might have just hit me like, "Oh my gosh," and it made me sick. But yeah, I got to shake it off because I can't let that negativity is powerful. But yeah, so I have to shake it off and get back to being me because I'm not going to let that change my mood, not for more than a couple seconds.
Okay. Yeah, and that's important, not to let someone bring down your mood. And Kay, the same question to you. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to be welcoming to someone, but something held you back?
Yeah. I mean, like if I'm coming into a new and unfamiliar situation, I would say normally when I go into new situations with new people, I sort of try to prep myself, like, "Kareen, don't talk too much. Don't say too much. You don't want to scare them off." So I think when I first meet people, I'm slightly more reserved, slightly.
Okay. And that's funny because one of the things that I was going to bring up was that FastCompany.com suggests that when you are in a situation where you don't feel welcome, they suggest that people don't overthink it, overthink the situation. Sometimes I guess we get in our heads and we tend to overanalyze a situation and make it bigger than what it really is. So that will cause us not to necessarily be welcoming or give up the our body language would not be approachable. They also suggest that we try to come out of our shell so that we don't, like I said, so that our body language basically show that we're welcoming. And then the last thing was that they suggest that you observe and imitate. So basically observe your surroundings and do what the Romans are doing, basically. So just take lead from what everybody else is doing. So for you, Kay, what things would you suggest that someone does if they don't feel welcome?
If they don't feel welcome?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think it depends on your personality type, honestly. 'Cause for me, if I don't feel welcome somewhere, I usually just don't care. Because if I'm there, I'm there to get something done and screw their opinions. So, like, it really wouldn't affect me that much. but for someone else, I mean, it might affect them pretty negatively. So I guess it really just depends on your personality, really.
Someone was, let's say, maybe not as strong as you are, what would you suggest to them?
Tell yourself, screw them. Like, who cares about their opinions? And that's what I would do.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you're somewhere, you're there to get something done. You have a purpose in mind. You're not just going to be somewhere just wasting time, right? I mean, it's possible.
Right.
But if that's not the case, then why would you care about what someone else thinks? Like, you're there to get something done. Screw them. Who cares?
Okay. And that's fair. And Annie, the same thing to you. What would you suggest to someone that didn't feel welcome?
You know, for me, I think it's all about being courageous. I think we have to take risks in life, and sometimes my insecurities are the ones that were making me feel unwelcome somewhere anyways. Half the time it's just me thinking that, you know, I look fat or my butt looks big, and nobody really cares about what my butt looks like. And so I have to get past that, you know, because most of the time it's not anybody else, it's me. So I try to work on myself and just have a little courage and go out there and introduce yourself anyways.
Okay. So I would tell them to have courage and just embrace it.
Yep.
Can I actually relay a story that might have something to do with this?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay. So I lived in Minnesota for a number of years, and while I was there, I went, I don't know if I told this story before, but I went into a store. It was like a corner store, like, you know, like one of those little corner stores. Anyways, I was there to get something for me and my husband at the time. And one of the attendants started following me down every aisle. And at first I was a little bit annoyed, like, dude, that's not necessary. And then I realized, you know what, I'm going to turn this situation to my advantage, you know, like with that whole screw who cares kind of attitude. So I turned around, and since he decided he was going to follow me, I gave him every item I was carrying and made him follow me down every single aisle of that store all the way to the register. So, I mean, like, if you are in a situation where people are just not being welcoming, you can turn it around on them. Like, I mean, it's really, like, if they're actually not being welcoming, and it was clear that he wasn't, he followed me down three aisles. And, you know, you can turn it around on people and, you know, make them be more welcoming to the next person, I guess.
I love that idea. I'm going to try to use that sometime.
It was a nice idea. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, no, to have him carry all your things. And I'm sure he wasn't happy by the end of it.
I bet he never did it again to anyone else.
And what about you, Judith? What would you suggest to someone that didn't feel welcome?
not to overthink the situation too much, because I tend to do that. Like, if I don't feel comfortable somewhere, I start to think, are they looking at me funny? Are they, you know, I get self-conscious. And it's just better not to overthink things and to just think positive.
Okay, so you tell them not to overthink it and to think positive. That's a good suggestion to give. And what about you, Tawanda? What would you suggest?
Yes, I say to people all the time, associations are everything. And with the laws of association, it says that you're the average of the five people that you are around. So protect your associations with your life. And I know that I've said this on this call many times, that you want to know who someone is, look at their friends, look at who they keep around them. So if I'm in a situation and I don't feel welcoming or I don't feel invited, it may not be the right group or association for me. I'm going to run, like literally get the hell up out of there. And I'm going to look to go find a better group of people or a person to hang around, because that's everything. Because if I'm hanging around with one person and they're negative and I don't get a good vibe, that's going to spill off into me. And next thing I know, I'm going to be snapping at someone. And people really don't realize that. A lot of times we sit in toxic situations and then we're like, we wonder why we screwed up. So what I'm going to do is run. And I definitely like what Annie said, ditto Annie, like literally, because sometimes we like overlook something or we overthink it and it's really kind of us. So before we run, we need to make sure, we need to check ourselves and make sure it's not me. Like, I'm not the one that really has the bad vibe, or that I'm the one that's really not welcoming. And then again, if it's not me and the situation is toxic, then I need to get the hell out of there.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to take a break, and we will be back after our break with How Welcoming Are You? Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Real Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Real Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now back to the show. Hello, this is Corinne, and here is today's trending news story. In addition to today being Embrace Your Geekiness Day, it is also National French Fry Day. Not even Corona can ruin Americans' love affair with the crispy golden spuds. The annual celebration gives French fry lovers nationwide a chance to score deals on fries. You can visit restaurants such as McDonald's, Fat Burger, Steak and Shake, and White Castle to redeem your free French fries. Visit CNN.com for more details. Also, our special condolences to the family of Glee actress Naya Rivera, whose body was found at California Lake. Authority says she drowned while saving her son. Now, back to the show. And thank you for taking that break with us. Now we have returned, and we are going to continue our talk with How Welcoming Are You? And our next question is going to be, how important is it for you to feel welcome? And I'm going to ask you, Tawanda, how important is it for you to feel welcome?
It's important if you want me to come back. Bottom line. I'm kind of like Kay in reference to what Kay was saying, so I like when you kind of asked, like, what would the tip be if she was talking to someone that kind of wasn't as blunt as indirect. If I go somewhere into a situation, especially if it's not, like, work and I have to be there, if I get a bad vibe, it's probably not the environment for me, and I probably won't come back. Or if it's a person that I can address it with, that I may address it. But yeah, it's definitely important if I have to stay there and do business or work it out. If not, see ya.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you the same thing, Judith. How important is it?
It depends on the situation. I mean, if I'm expected to do something like if it's for a job or something like that, then if I feel welcomed, I'm able to perform to the best of my ability because I'm in my comfort zone. I'm comfortable and I'm not worried about what people are thinking about me. And I'm able to really be productive. As opposed to if I'm uncomfortable, I'm too worried about what they're thinking about me or what they're saying. And like the ladies mentioned before, I would also leave. I leave.
Okay. And Annie, how about you? How important is it for you to feel welcome?
I guess it depends on the situation. I mean, if I'm at a certain place that it's, you know, they're supposed to be nice to me, I just hope that people will be respectful and I'll be respectful in return. I like what Tawanda said because, yeah, I'll give people chances and I'll try to turn things around with a smile and, you know, being nice to people. But if they continue to be rude, I won't go back either because I don't have that kind of time.
Okay. And Kay, how about you? How important is it for you to feel welcome?
Well, now that I've been listening to everybody think and I've had more thought process on it, I think it matters more to me to feel welcome around people that I actually place value in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like if I care about someone's opinion about me because we're close or they're a friend or, you know, whatever, then yeah, I think that would be important to me to feel welcome because I care about them, so I would expect them to care about me too. So if I'm not feeling welcome, then like what's going on? Is something wrong? What happened? You know what I mean? So I think in that circumstance, like it is important to feel welcomed, at least for me, like around people I value.
Okay. And in spirit of today also being National French Fry Day, I'm going to ask the last question around that particular theme. So the final question is, which French fry or fast food French fry do you think is the best? So I'm going to start off with you, Annie.
I hate answering this question because I don't really eat fast food and I can't have gluten, so I can never really eat fries out because I never know if they're fried with that stuff. So it's way healthier. Yay. I do miss French fries, though.
Okay, which one was your favorite?
Burger King would have been my favorite in the past.
Okay, and what about you, Judith?
Oh, I have a friend that makes artisan fries, and she introduced me to a jackfruit chili cheese fries, and they are the best.
Oh, that sounds different. So you said that's jack chili cheese fries?
Uh-huh. It's jackfruit chili cheese fries.
Oh, that's something to try. And what about you, Kay?
Yep.
I'm going to say my favorite fries are old school McDonald's before they took out all the bad stuff. I'm sorry, but the bad stuff was the taste. Stuff on the planet. So
yeah, I'm with the women down too. And how about you, Tawanda?
I can tell that Annie definitely doesn't eat French fries because I don't know who in the world likes Burger King fries. Hands down, McDonald's has the best fries ever. Like, period.
Yeah, so I think that's the reason we will be outvoted.
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely
yeah,
a risk.
I'm talking McDonald's fries like early 90s. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going there.
No, I'll take them here and now and then. And that's actually all we have on How Welcoming Are You. Do you girls have anything to add before we wrap up for the night?
Thank you for having us.
This is Swan. I just want to add my two cents really, really quickly about welcoming. I think that sometimes we may, even though we may be welcoming and may be nice, sometimes we just really may not realize it. I've had people, sometimes they misread, like, the look on somebody's face. So I like what Annie said about we just never know where people are in life. So people, when I build relationships to get to know them, I just say, hey, like, sometimes if I seem like an asshole or if I seem rude, I promise you I really don't mean to be. Because you never know where somebody is in life, and I don't want to treat anyone bad, not intentionally. And I'm always okay with if Kay says, okay, well, Tawana, you was a little short. Like, is it a problem? I want to know that. Then I can say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean that. Or if I did mean it, I'm like, yeah, and what?
And Kay, do you
like
any,
that
way you And Kay, do you have any closing thoughts about the topic?
I think that for myself, because I can be like a super blunt person, like Tawanda was saying, that I think I would want people to tell me if I don't seem welcoming, because I don't have that intention. Perhaps because I am super blunt, I might come off that way, and I don't intend to come off that way. So I think I would want people to let me know if that was the case.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I may not necessarily come off the most welcoming, but I think once people get to know me, they find I'm a welcoming person. So maybe I give off a demeanor like maybe I'm a little standoffish, I guess. But I like the fact that we had this conversation, and also I enjoy the fact that everyone called in, and everyone for listening, we appreciate it. And we hope that you return tomorrow. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 6 p.m. PDT time or Pacific time. And on that note, we're going to play our outro, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at Real Girlfriend 7, that's the number 7, Twitter at Real Girlfriend 7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.